Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is hit by the pitch. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strawberry moves to second. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is called out on strikes. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flynn. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Flynn steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hernandez moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Flynn catches it and throws to second with little covering, to double up Hernandez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaver for the out. Ortiz moves to second. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Hernandez moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez scores. Foster moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Mets. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Brian Giles. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Foster scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. Staub moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Jose Oquendo pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Bob James now pitching. Danny Heap pinch hits for Junior Ortiz. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver bunts towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaver for the out. Oquendo scores. Heap moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Ron Hodges now catching. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Foster reaches second base with a double. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to third. Wallach moves to second. One out. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Bob James. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. Wallach moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Baylor. Wallach scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals third. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 3 in the game. Little hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 5, Expos, 5. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromarty for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 4 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Schottsetter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Dan Schottsetter. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Strawberry reaches third base with a triple. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baylor is walked intentionally. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Reardon. Strawberry scores. Baylor moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Mets. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little fields it and throws to home to get Baylor. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco fires to first and has Dawson trapped. There's the throw to Oquendo who tags Dawson for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale pinch hits for Warren Cromarty. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.